go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's time to go back.
Spend some time away.
Going back to them 90s.
Getting ready for the day.
Well, at least most of them was in the 90s. It went down in the 90s.
Spend some time alone.
That's why the 90s will never be replaced. The 80s, too. It was cracking in the 80s, too. It was cracking in the 80s, too. It was cracking in the 80s, but I was too young and dumb to understand what was going on. All right, but I will let you know this. That Night Stalker, he was something else. You want to talk about Boogeyman? Huh? Yeah, he was something else. But this particular episode, I definitely want to give a shout out to 12 Cal. 12 Cal inspired me on a lot of episodes. And I know y'all heard it in a lot of my intros. But he had a show recently talking, you know, where were you when such and such event happened, right? And in that episode, he had a couple of events that's going to be talked about on this episode. Probably not in depth on as much as his episode, because he went in. He does his research. Obviously, he lived through the experiences. And he also had it from his perspective. Now, a lot of events that I'm going to be talking about is from my back. Well, mostly from my backyard. And you know, I don't want to give a spoiler to his episode. Like always, before you even come over here and try to. Well, this episode is slightly different, right? But it's in some ways it's still similar to his episode. But I would rather you go check out his episode first and then come over here, and then you can see kind of like the correlation of the two episodes. But to begin with it, this is vintage viral moments before the internet. As a matter of fact, in one of these events, the internet was here, but it wasn't as it was in the beginning stages. I mean, this was at the point where, I mean, we did have Rotten.com. Remember Rotten.com? You had to be, I don't want to call y'all no names, and I don't want to be the person that points a finger at people, because I, too, learned about Blue Waffles, okay? I, too, have seen some of the most gruesome injuries, STDs, all kind, anything that you could think of. Like, at this point, I think Rotten.com is probably in the dark web hall of fame. And for y'all that don't know what Rotten.com was, it was just a site that just had some of the, basically what we see on Twitter now was on Rotten.com. A lot of stuff was suppressed and kept. It had an area to go to. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't as accessible as it is now. Like, depending on how your timeline is, how you structure your algorithm, you might have that shit on your timeline every day, all day. You know, I think there was a study that they recently said that the shit that we're seeing now, like, to be able to manage in this world, you're gonna have to cut that shit off. You're gonna have to mute some stuff. You might have to unfollow some people. In real talk, I have unfollowed some people, and I have blocked people. I haven't got to the point where I've muted certain words. I haven't done that. And I'm not even a person that blocked people. I don't. The only time I blocked somebody is when I thought they were going to try to be petty or filthy and try to, like, attack my family. That's the only time. And truth be told, who's to say that they were going to actually do that? I was just on defense because I didn't feel like dealing with all that. But nah, I don't. If I block somebody, it's probably not even a real person. It's probably a bot. But let's get to it. Nonetheless, we are here. Okay. And what I want to talk about is some of the most. I mean, you could make a movie out of all of this. One of them did have a series, but let's get to it. Some of the viral, vintage viral moments that I lived through, and there's so many more, but these are the ones that actually stand out. The 92 riots. So for the people that's out there that's from different states and cities, the footage that you've seen in L.A., let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. A lot of that footage came from an area that I stayed in, right down the street. The city, it's called Mid-City. Mid-City is the home of the World on Wheels skating ring that's popular out here. And it's right next door to a police station. No. Hear what I got to tell you. Where one of the biggest riot sections was at, it was right next door to a police station. Now, from what I remember, see, this is 92. I was 10 years old in 92. Technically, I was 9. Okay. I was 9 because my birthday is not till the end of the year. Right. But did I participate? I don't remember. Okay. But allegedly, me and my older brother, I rode on the handlebars. Back in the day, we used to do that. Unless you had pegs on your bike in the back, or in front too. Some kids had pegs in the front and on the back wheel. You know what I'm saying? So back in the day, that was the kid Uber back in the day. Hop on the back or get on the handlebars, right? And I remember, because I end up busting my lip on the handlebar out of moving too fast. I don't want to say I panicked, but there was a situation where I kind of got scared. And here's what I remember. It was a strip mall, right? And then right next to the strip mall was a supermarket. I want to say that supermarket was called ABC, right? Oh, they don't even have those supermarkets anymore. But I want to say it was called ABC Supermarket. It could have been Ralph's. It could have been Ralph's. But I just don't. I was 10. It was 1992. And I remember this lady that stayed down the street from us. She had a Pinto. That motherfucker drove her car inside the store. I never forget that. Because we went into the store just to look and see what was going on. They ramshacked that whole supermarket. There was a car inside that damn store. It could have been more than one, but that was the one that I seen. And later on, when she went to go park her car, you could just see it was just full of groceries in that motherfucker. Full of groceries up in there. But like I said, it was a strip mall. And I've told this story on the pod before. But I got out of there. Wait a minute. I wasn't there. I was there. It was funny because I don't think I wanted to go, to tell you the truth. But I remember I was with my older brother. And my mom wasn't at home. Step-pops wasn't there either. And I'm 10, so that means my little brother was 3. But I don't. My little brother wasn't there. And I just got to tell y'all this funny thing. By the time we got back, shit just moved so fast. It was a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. We had one of those ghetto-ass couch sections. Big-ass couch, you know? This was when, like, back in the day, when you got a couch like this with the one recliner, nigga, you was living. It was quinceañera dresses everywhere. Quinceañera dresses everywhere. Shirts and shit everywhere. It was a lot of stuff that I couldn't use. You know, I just remember ended up with a damn Boss shirt with the duck. That's the last thing and the only thing I remember. I remember going to the jewelry store. Got nothing. Nothing. Shit is on fire. Shit smoking. The guard gates is just all twisted and mangled and shit like that. And I remember a guy coming in there. And I think, like, you got to understand, I'm 10 years old sitting in the middle of all this chaos. And I'm just looking. It's not my forte. Like, this is not my thing. I knew the objective. I knew the game plan. But I just couldn't do it. That wasn't my thing. It was so much chaos. It was people running everywhere. It was like it was a movie. And I'm not sure it's because I was aware of the police station right next door. I think word got out, though. Right? I think word got out. And remember, this sparked off a lot. This came off the Rodney King shit. This came off I forgot the white guy name who got hit with the brick. You know, they dragged him out of his 18-wheeler. And it was right there off of Florence and Western. I think it was Florence and Western. And they kept showing. And that was crazy because, you know, back in the day, TV was so censored. It really was. You couldn't say certain things on television. And it was a delay. So, you know, if there was a car accident, they would just pan away. If they had to pull out the gun and shoot somebody, they would pan away. You know, they no longer do that now. I mean, they just started censoring shit online. But they give you an option to watch it, though. That's wild. But they kept showing it. I mean, he was the most popular. I forgot what it was. And I don't want to look it up because I want to just go off the top of the head with what I remembered. I don't want to look up none of, you know. I bet you I have a name in my head, but I don't want to say it. But I bet you when I look it up, I bet you it's right. Anyhow, they just kept showing it. You know what I mean? And I remember going, it was a lot going on. And I remember my older brother was like, yo, it's time to roll. And I want to say I slipped and hit my goddamn lip on the handlebar, trying to move too fast, mouth bloody, going on the way back. I never talked about that. By the time we got back, there was shit all through the house, though. All through the house. I knew somebody that was on television. There was somebody that I knew that was on television. I wouldn't necessarily say call, like, the city. At this point, the police kicked in when a lot more damage was being done. But it's almost like they knew the riot was coming. I don't think they knew how powerful the riot was going to be, because at this point, they was talking about the peace treaty as well. I was talking about the peace treaty that lasted for like 5 days, Bloods and Crips coming together for that particular moment. But definitely, the police started to get involved. It was a love-hate relationship with some Koreans, you know, remember? I don't want to go down that one because it's a legendary. It's legendary racism stories that we have out here. And a lot of it has to do with the police, but we had a couple of run-ins. Black people had a couple of run-ins with the Koreans. Black people had a couple of run-ins with the Hispanics. It was just like that. And it was weird because we all lived under the same, you know, it depending on certain areas of L.A., we all stayed in the same area, you know. But we have a, you know, We shared L.A. We share L.A. with Hispanics, especially South L.A. You know, I went to Fremont, which was probably 60-40, if you really think about it. 60-40 Hispanics and blacks. You know, when I talked to the King Germs and 12 Cows and other people who may have went to school with, you know, white people, I probably had less than, between elementary and high school, I probably went to school with anywhere between 3 to 5 white people. Middle school, there was a white boy. We used to call him, I don't even want to call him the nickname because how sensitive today is. But I remember him. I can't remember any other white kids that went to my middle school at that time. Let's see. Then when I went to Bethune, it was just blacks and Hispanics. Went to Fremont. We had one white quarterback that transferred. Crenshaw did too. And their quarterback was called Milk. If I'm not mistaken, Milk got turned out real fast, ended up getting like 2 baby mamas. Seriously. If I had to go call up Keon, who went to Crenshaw, he'll let me know because he was going to school at that time when they had got that quarterback. And I think it was like a copy and paste type of thing when it came to high school. So we had ended up getting a white quarterback too, and we called him Saving Private Ryan. That was his, you know, it was just a high school nickname or whatever. I forgot what happened to him, but he was like a quarterback from like Texas or something like that. But that was, you know, the 92 riots, man, that was something crazy. I was 10. It was a lot going on. Smoke, fire, like I said, a lot of fighting, you know, people fighting over material shit, things like that. Like I said, the one car that was inside the damn supermarket, it was a wild time in 92. But we made it through, man. Let's see what the next one is. We got, the bank robbery in West L.A., like the Beverly Hills area. Beverly Hills, West Hollywood-ish area. There was 2 cats that had full-on artillery. Like, they had on Call of Duty fits. These niggas had, they had to have the top of the line, bulletproof vest, you know what I'm saying? They had the mask. These niggas was they had mercenary gear, and here's what I remember about the shootout. I know the ending results and stuff like that, but I'm just going through the time. They're showing this on TV. I'm like, and I didn't really think nothing of it because in LA, we so used to watching high speed chases and shit like that. But then this was kind of different because it was a bank robbery. It was a bank robbery, and these niggas had heat. And that was my first time I seen cats having a shootout with the police, and it's like, well, wait a minute. These niggas might win. Now, you know, I've seen a couple of people get away as far as like car chases. They've shown. I'm not sure if some of this shit has went viral, but within the past 3-4 years, I've seen a few cats get away on live TV, like lose the helicopter. Yeah. One is one of the most embarrassing things when you are in that, because usually it's the reporter in that chopper that's reporting everything because they're the one that's keeping up, right? And then you have the cat back at the studio. You can see the cars down below. I've seen a couple of cats get away. Like they just flat out said we can't find them. You know what I'm saying? At one point, I think one of them was a motorcycle where the motorcycle, because I didn't know that a motorcycle can get away from a helicopter. You know what I mean? And plus, it's easy to maneuver and shit like that. I believe a cat, I think we've seen a cat like lose the police by going into an area, a covered area, changing his clothes and coming back out. I believe one person got away like that. And then another person made a went under a freeway ramp, and or the underpass. It was overpass, under whatever it is. They went under a freeway on the street, and police never found him. Got away. And on TV, that's what I'm saying. But these cats that was robbing the bank, though, that was some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that was my first time seeing them going toe-to-toe with the police, with the LAPD, nigga, and they had to call out the SWAT team. Nigga, they had to call out. You know on GTA, when you do too much, like, I think once you get to, like, the third or fourth star, nigga, it's over. When you start seeing niggas jump out the helicopter and them niggas is hanging on the side of the SWAT team wagon and shit like that, nigga, they coming to get you. They are coming to get you, bro. They coming to get you. And that's how it was. Now, I don't know. I forgot if both of them end up dying or just one of them. But, sheesh. It went down. Another one. This one is not in my backyard. This one right here. This was the first viral school shooting. And that's the Columbine. Nigga. That still, it kind of haunts me. Because, see, here's the thing. We've had shootings at schools before, but never mass shootings. These shootings that took place at our school, they had a target. It was one target. Or if it was a few targets, it wasn't directed towards random kids. It was more so gang violence. You know, I remember there was a story at Crenshaw where, you know, Crenshaw doesn't have football lights. They don't have lights for their field, so their games are during the daytime, right? Fremont used to always have night games, always. Be cold as shit after the game, too. But Crenshaw, what y'all don't know, is that I don't know when it started, if it was always a thing or anything like that. I may have to talk to some cats that was going to school in the 70s and the 80s, and maybe the early 90s was different. I didn't ask. But if Crenshaw made the playoffs, the city playoffs, they had to play their playoff games at Fremont because we had lights. So if Fremont didn't make the playoffs, you will still hear football, and the playoffs would be on a Friday or a Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? So if we would be at home, nigga, and hearing the band, and whoever they playing against at our school, or even if we did, you know what I'm saying? They would change it. They would schedule it. But I remember it didn't stop them from having football games now. It's just that if they had a playoff game that was at night, you know, they had to play at Fremont. But if it was during the daytime, then they played during the daytime. But I remember they said somebody got shot in the eye at their school. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get shot at around the school all the time. It's a sad thing to say, and it sounds inhumane, but nigga, that's the truth. It was a lot of shooting. I'm pretty sure my wife can tell you about over there by Dorsey. Dorsey's right down the street from the Jays, from the Jungles, for the people that don't know what that means. And I know it was cracking over there. I got chased out of the Jays. You know what I'm saying? There's not too many schools. Nigga, if you went to Jordan, nigga, you went to school in Watts on the east side, nigga. It was a gang of fights and shooters. Locke, I'm pretty sure they got shot. We had to, as a Fremont Pathfinder, nigga, when we had to play against them niggas and we had to go to Locke, it's all night games. Game started at like 7:30 or some shit like that. Nigga, we had to get escorts. We were on the same, but it's like Tobacco Road, how North Carolina and Duke is on the same road, right? I'm not sure how far away they are, but Locke and Fremont is on the same, we're on the same, off the same, you know what I'm saying? But we are, like, Fremont is on 76 in San Pedro. Locke is like 100 and, shit, like 102nd, maybe? Somewhere around there, somewhere in the hundreds, the early hundreds, right? Two totally different schools, nigga. Two totally different gang areas. You know, Locke is predominantly Crip school. probably got a lot of undercover bloods that go there. Denver Lanes, etc. Fremont, predominantly bloods there. You know, that school is basically ran by the Swans and the F-13s. F-13s is a Hispanic gang. We had some Florencias, the Florencia 13s, that's F-13s. You had some 18 streets that went to Fremont. But the predominantly blood gang that was at Fremont was the Swans, Mad Swans. And then you had other blood gangs, that, you know, a couple of guys over there from Pyro and Denver Lanes and shit like that. But they mostly bloods. That was different. That was gang violence. Columbine, though, nigga, that was the first school shooting that went viral. Shocked the shit out of me. But see, Columbine was like, when was Columbine? Like 99, maybe? Just going into the 2000s. I think it was like 99. It wasn't 98. I think it was 99. Columbine, that was cold. And I ended up watching the footage. I don't know. I can't say I don't know why I watched the footage. For the same reason that people still watch shit on the internet now. I was young back then. Young and nosy. But the shit that they showed on TV, I know mostly, yeah, what they showed on the news wasn't anything like graphic. It was just, that shit was just, it was eye popping though. You know, just seeing kids run out of the school. They reported on it every day. It was a school shooting. It was two cats that said, fuck it. Are you about to light this motherfucker up? You know what I'm saying? And I think, sadly, 13 Reasons Why kind of like almost paid homage to that. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ever watched 13 Reasons. And it just took off after that. And I think it became a trend, tell you the truth, which was the scary shit. Because I didn't hear about no school shootings prior to Columbine. I do not remember one, not one single one. Before that, it was like bombings. The Oklahoma City bombing. You know what I'm saying? We had wars at the time. Like, it was cracking in the 90s. But what was crazy was nobody I knew, especially in L.A., nobody had ever talked about, seen, heard of any type of school shooting until Columbine happened. Then after that, the floodgates opened. Right? So, yeah, now where was I at? Shit, I think I was in school. I didn't graduate until 2001. I graduated the same year as, which was also on my list, the same year as 9/11. You know, I graduated in 2001 in June. If I had to pick the date, I want to say it's like June 24th, June 25th, June 26th, somewhere. We graduated in June, and we already know when 9/11 was. So that was, I'm still, you know, this is fresh out of school. You know, I've been out of school almost 2.5 months at this point, almost close to three. And I remember my boy Bass, he had spent the night, I think. And my brother, it was like not early in the morning. It wasn't early in the morning. It was like, I forgot what time it was. I just remember getting up because I know in high school, I was getting up at like 12 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays. When I, you know, on the weekends, I wasn't getting up until like the afternoon. You know how niggas used to sleep. Unless you had to go get a haircut on a Saturday, and then I got up early. But I just remember getting up. I just remember getting up and because I think 9/11 may have been on a Tuesday. Don't quote me on that one. I'm just all top of the head. But I remember getting up. My older brother was standing up in the living room with his homeboy, and they were just standing up and they were just looking at. They were smoking and they were just looking at TV. Nothing out of the ordinary, except for they was just watching the news, and that wasn't nothing out of the ordinary, because they could have been watching anything. Could have been another high-speed chase. You know what I'm saying? It could have been something just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I was looking at the TV, And then my brother was like, man, a motherfucking plane just went into the building. And then we saw the second one. Wow, nigga, the second one hit. And I was like, damn, I didn't really. And keep in mind, I'm just, you know, I'm like, I'm young. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm either 17 or 18. I think I turned 17 or 18 in 2001. Right? And I'm just like, this shit is wild, but it's more, even more of an impact now that as an adult that I really understand what's going on. I'm 41 now. But at that time, I'm like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. And then you see the buildings collapse. Like, we seeing this shit live. Like, I woke up before the buildings collapsed. You know what I'm saying? And I just, that shit was wild. The country was different, bro. The country changed after that. Like, you started to see people unite, but it was like, we united towards another culture. A lot of people don't want to talk about that one. Like, niggas got on a plane and was all kumbaya until we seen a different culture. Y'all know what that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was, niggas was scared to fly for a long time. The security changed. Like, it's crazy. Like, the security that we have, the TSA and the clear, all that shit, the shit that we have to go through now, that's all 9/11. That's all 9/11. All 9/11. Just imagine how the shit was. I don't even think a lot of people can even remember how shit was back before 9/11. That changed. That shit was extra viral. Yeah, people were just stuck for words, man. It was just, that shit was just different, man. It was different. But yeah, 9/11 and Columbine, those two. Deep, bro. That was, never seen some shit. I've never seen some shit like that. At that age, at 18, 19 years old, at that age, young, bro. I didn't understand what was going on. Shit scared the hell out of me. I'm not sure which one scared me the most. I'm not sure if it was Columbine or if it was 9/11. You know, and like I said, neither one of them happened in my state, but I just, you understood what was going on. Like, you understood how sad that shit was, how scary that shit was at the time. 12 Cal did mention this one on this episode. O.J. Simpson. This one happened in my backyard, too. here's the funny thing about that one. My wife tells her story all the time, and I wish I could have had her on here, but she tells a story how they looked out the window, and they stay right next to the freeway where OJ was passing by. And as he was passing by in the Bronco, you had people with their signs out, run, OJ, run, people cheering and shit like that. Now, I was at my granny house. I remember where I was. I was at my granny house. It's not too far from the freeway. I'm not sure if you can actually see the freeway from her house, from the street, but we went too far. But I was near the freeway that he was on as well, right? Not only that, there's a cat that went viral before the internet. And this was around the time, this was around the OJ chase, and I'm going to get back to that. There was a guy who was on the 110 freeway before the split, or at the split, who, this was the first, this may have been the changing moment when they was like, oh no, we got to make sure there's a bigger delay. Even though I felt like they wanted the ratings, because there was a guy, I forgot what he did, but he ended up setting his car. He had a dog with him, and he was on a chase, and he was on a freeway. I'm not sure what he did, so I got to go look it up, because I don't even know what it was about. But he had a shotgun, and he had a dog, and he had a pickup truck. It was like a Toyota pickup truck. He ended up setting the truck on fire. He ended up setting himself on fire. But the shit was too hot. He didn't want to go out that way. He had planned on committing suicide, but I think he wanted to go out on fire. And then he was like, nah, this shit hot. It's hot, daddy. It's hot. So the nigga got out. The fucked up part is he set his dog on fire. Killed the dog inside the truck. Got out. He had the shotgun. The shotgun was a little hot because the shit was inside the truck. And, you know, that caught, it didn't catch on fire, but, you know, it heated the shit up. So, hot, it's hot, hot. You ever grabbed a cast iron skillet while you cooking something by accident? Kind of like that, right? This nigga then, he was changing his mind. It almost if he was unsure. And then he put the burner, I don't know if he put it in his mouth. I think he did. You got to spare me on the details. Anyway, I don't know if the news called his bluff or they did it on purpose. I don't want to point the finger. I don't want to blame. But it, to me, at that time, and I'm a kid, it felt like they were trying to call his bluff, right? It felt like they was trying to call his bluff. And he did that shit on TV. And the people at the back at the headquarters, the news headquarters, had to apologize. Anytime somebody say some profanity or it was a freak accident or some shit like that, they have to apologize. And they're going to apologize, right? And they did. But yeah, he just blew his shit off. And it's going back to the OJ thing, the nigga was just in that white Bronco, and they kept playing. I don't know if they actually played the phone call or if I'm reading the transcript, but he was like, his homeboy was like, yo, I got OJ in the back of the Bronco. He's in the back, you know, under the seat or some shit like that. And was like, yo, he's talking about he's going to kill himself. And niggas was just chasing him. I don't even remember the ending. I just remember the chase. And then around that time, we had DVDs and tapes that was popping, right? So everybody know about Faces of Death. I'm still scared of that shit. The Faces of Death. My God, my brother had all those tapes. The Faces of Death. It was like 11, 13 tapes or some shit like that. And it's basically Band from America. Band from America was on DVD. And it was just a reincarnated Faces of Death, right? And Faces of Death was Faces of Death and Rotten.com and Band from America, they all the same thing. Basically, you know, all the same thing. So they actually showed, not on Faces of Death, because Faces of Death came out before The Chase. Band from America came out like in the mid to late 90s. I remember that. And they showed the crime scene. They showed the crime scene with the bodies still there. Yo, what the fuck was wrong with them back in the day? Why was they, paparazzi? TMZ ain't got nothing on the paparazzi back in the day. But now I ain't gonna say they don't. They've been trying to outdo them a lot. But yeah, niggas was nasty with that. You know, I was sick. I was sick and sad when I heard about the Princess Diana car crash. Them trying to, that's the story. I really don't want to get into that one, because if y'all go look up that story, you're going to go into a hole and it's going to be hard for you to get out of that motherfucker. But just know they had that one on that DVD as well. They did. Not the actual, you know, impact of it, but most of the shit that's on the DVD was, well, I ain't going to say most of it, I would say half or maybe less than half was the aftermath of certain shit. Some stuff was, you know, but then there were things that was just, this was the after effect. It was crazy. Yeah, but OJ, you know, you had people, you had people outside their houses next to the freeway. Hey, run, OJ, run, you know. I don't want to get into the trial. You can actually listen to 12 Cal episode about that one. Mine was more, what I remember more was more about that chase, because it was on every fucking news. It was on every, it interrupted the finals. Okay? Interrupted the finals. And niggas never finished that watching that game at all. And I remember going outside because we knew where freeway was on. And we looked down the street. I don't know why, because my granny's house was so far away from the freeway. But the freeway was right there, though. You know what I'm saying? So that was crazy. That was crazy. And it just seems like, nigga, the freeway was just wide open for OJ. Just like his career. All right, and the last one, unless I can think of a honorable mention, man. The Menendez brothers. Oh, wow. Let me tell you, for y'all that don't know, and some people do know, the Menendez brothers is the two brothers that had killed their parents and went about life like nothing happened. Them niggas got caught. Them niggas was at basketball. These niggas was at basketball games. Like, it was wild. It was big. It was, and I forgot, I do have an honorable mention. But the Menendez brothers. Yeah, I remember that, man. Do y'all remember the Menendez brothers? That was it. I think that was in my backyard as well. They killed their parents, man. And just, niggas was, you know, when the feds found out, niggas, like, them niggas was just sweeping, trying to act busy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, going to basketball games. It was a wild time in the 90s. That's why that shit will never be duplicated, dog. A lot of shit that flew in the 90s will not fly now. Hell no. What was the little girl name? I feel like her name was like Lisa. Was it Lisa? No, I forgot what her name was. No, was it Ram? I can't remember her name, but the little model. They was looking for that little girl for a long ass. CNN covered that little girl. Oh, man. We done been through some shit in this country. I don't think that was in my backyard. I can't remember where that was at, but I remember that was huge. That was major. Major. And we just talking about shit. This was before the internet. Before the internet. Before Twitter. Before Black Planet. Before any social site that you could think of. This is the shit that went viral. Yeah, it was just changing. Like now, I don't see it. And it's been 23 years since Columbine? No. I apologize, because Columbine was in 99. So I'm thinking about 9/11. It's been 23 years since. Yeah, over 23 years since 9/11. Golly, man, this country. The Oklahoma City bombing. You know, I don't remember much about that, but I remember it was a bombing. Wow. Yeah, and this is shit that used to go viral. And our viral back in the day was the news. We couldn't get it from anywhere else but the news. The news or the newspaper. After that, it was just word of mouth, gossip, and shit like that. You know, so you can imagine whatever you conspiracy theorists out there, I'm a part-time, I'm a fake one. But whatever y'all think happened or, you know, whatever the case may be, that was word of mouth. You had to be in, like, certain groups to know what was going on and shit like that. But it was some wild times back in the day, man. So the shit that y'all see now is crazy. Don't get me wrong. And it's wild. And it's like, what, y'all niggas are so used to seeing it. Back in the day, we wasn't seeing shit like that. Gangbanging, I was used to seeing. Niggas getting shot at. Niggas getting beat up and jumped and shit like that. That was our horror stories. That's what traumatized us. You know how people, especially New Yorkers, I hear New Yorkers say this a lot, and this is not a dig at them or anything like that, but they would say, you know, we from New York, we can make it anywhere. Nah. I'm from LA, and we know we can't make it everywhere because we, nah, that's not how life works, bro. When you really think about it, niggas can't make it just anywhere. You could be from the toughest streets in New York, toughest streets in Miami, toughest streets in Chicago, toughest streets in LA. When you go to somebody else's backyard, when you go to somebody else's culture, all that tough shit is out the window. But one, it don't matter how long you've been there. I know people that's been staying out here for almost 20, maybe 30 years. That don't mean you're from LA. That means you're used to our culture now. You probably adopted our culture. But the way you move, nah. Hell no. Nah. I'm from LA, from South Central, from the East Side, one of the toughest areas in South LA. And I can tell you, no, nigga, I can't make it anywhere. Nah, not the training I got out here does not help me for me walking around in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Does not have me walking around on the south side of Chicago. It doesn't. It doesn't. I can relate to certain niggas in different ghettos, but how they orchestrate and how they run shit, nah, that's not going to keep me. That's not me knowing it's not going to keep me safe. Hell nah. You know what I'm saying? If niggas wanted to get you, they was going to get you. It don't matter where you from. But that's what niggas went by. That's what viral was back in the day. What's the news? You know what I mean? Bill Clinton. Monica Lewinsky. Hey, yo, niggas don't talk about enough about Monica Lewinsky. Yo, we had a president who was getting it off in the office. And they had the dress. Nigga, the dress was getting, it was getting coverage. The dress with semen stains was getting covered. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do y'all remember George Bush's face? Not the father, the son. Do y'all remember his face when that dude came over and told that nigga about the next strike? And he was reading that children's book? And then he kept reading? Nigga, what? Storm out of there, bro. It's no time to act like nothing happened. We're going to find out. It's all on TV. See, here's the thing, man. Y'all need to go check out 12 Cows episode because his, like I said, it correlates with what I'm talking about. You know, where was you at? So I gave y'all a little bit of that in this episode, but I'm just letting you know that was the viral shit. That was the viral shit that in today's world, that's over. That's breaking the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while since we've seen some real. I wouldn't even say crazy shit because it's like it's so normal now. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like. I don't know, man. It's today in today's world, it's like shit is just happening on purpose. It seems it's like people just want to go viral for like just dumb shit all the time. Now niggas is going viral and getting shot at. You know how many people that we've seen go live and get shot at, and then there's people that have died on live on their live. You know what I'm saying? But the number one reason why I wanted to bring up this episode is because I will give you a little sneak peek into 12 Cows episode. I'm not going to play a clip because I want you to go download the episode. We did talk about the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger. You know, the space shuttle that exploded like seconds after it took off. And I think it killed over like 7 astronauts. And he just remember looking at his classmates' face, you know, his teacher, and et cetera. Just it was a lot of, you know, people even on the news. I mean, or even the footage that they were showing the people that was there. It was confusion. It was some people knew off the back. Some people were sad, crying. Even he said some kids understood how bad it was. Nigga, this world we live in, dog. But those are my viral moments before the internet. Those are my vintage viral moments. And there's so many more, but those are the ones that stuck out. I was young, real young, when the Night Stalker was doing his thing. Like I said, I don't have too much information on him, although I did see the shit that they had on, the content that they had on Netflix. That was phenomenal. But in reality, I was like 6 or 7 or some shit like that. I was real young. Now, did I see it on the news? Yes, because it was popping. It was in L.A. You know what I'm saying? It was close enough. Now, he wasn't bringing that shit down here to the hood. But it was close enough. Now, for a cat to be moving around like that, and they didn't catch that nigga for a long time, I think he got away with a lot, but those are my moments. So what was some, 12 Cal, Brit, you know what I'm saying? OTR, Mike, hell, Murph, I ain't heard from you in a while, big dog. Oh, side note, OTR/OTR Mike. Yeah, I said I was going to throw some shots at y'all. What's taking so long? I talked to OTR Mike today, Big Mike, and we waiting on him to come back. You know what I'm saying? Solo. But that's cool, because I don't want it to stop at solo. I want the group to come back. I started out listening to OTR. I fucks with it heavy. OTR Brandon, I blame everything on you. Only reason why is because your name is Brandon. And I got a brother named Brandon. And I got a homeboy named Brandon. That's the only reason why I feel like Brandon should be putting shit together. Brandon's and Mike's should be putting shit together. I want all the smoke, too. But in order to engage into the smoke, you have to say something. All the Drake fans right now is on a high horse talking about Kendrick needs to respond now. Shut up. But at the same time, cool. They right. He is. We waiting. He's on the clock. OTR, y'all been on the clock. Y'all been on the clock. So get to it. Get to it. Now, let me get back to my episode. 12 Cal. I know you already have an episode similar to this, but if you could choose, you know, maybe three to five other events, maybe even some local events that we don't know about. Because remember, I think a lot of the events that I talked about was major only because it was in LA and who was a part of it. Of course, OJ, that's across the board. Columbine, that wasn't in my city. But that shootout, that bank robbery, that was across the country. The Menendez brothers, that was across the country. You know what I'm saying? So, and obviously 9/11, that's the whole country. We all felt that one. We still feel that one. That one, we still sad about that one. And, you know, obviously the OJ joint, right? But I'm pretty sure there was some shit that happened in Atlanta. And as a matter of fact, there is some shit that happened in Atlanta that I never really, you know, read up on. Some crazy shit that happened in Atlanta with some kids. And I know 12 Cal what I'm talking about. That story. Or South Carolina. Something happened in South Carolina. Shan, what happened in Philly? Drizzy Drake, Texas. We know what happened in Texas. We know what happened in Waco. Like, golly. You know what I mean? DC Sniper, Greg, I'm pretty sure you could talk about that. I don't know what happened in Jersey. I don't know what happened in Jersey. So, Gigi, you might be off the hook. You know what I'm saying? You might be off the hook with that one. You might be off the hook with that one. That's it, man. Those are my viral vintage moments, man. So whatever y'all got to add to that, man, holla at me. I'm out of here, man. It's time for me to go to bed. It's like, what time is it? Shit, almost 2:00 in the morning, man. I'm tired. I'm about to go to bed.